fuel is very tightly controlled in terms of government. If a tanker comes in, the fuel on that tanker would have cost $1 million. I'm just using a random number. Then you take the fuel from that tanker and you put it in your storage tanks. You are not buying any more fuel until your storage tanks are running low. The second tanker now comes in a week or two later. If that new tanker that comes in now is, say, the cost of the fuel is $1.5 million, then you understand, therefore, the price is going to go up. But there's no basis to carry up the price if you still have in your tanks, in your storage depot, fuel that you bought at the $1 million mark. You got to get rid of that old stock first, and then you start to talk about whether or not there's an increased price on the new stock. That's the way I understand it.